Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's On Time Radio Show. With me today, Doris Schassenhofer is my name. I'm living here in Vienna, and I'm a business, wealth, and manifesting consultant to help you to create a sustainable business life and future. And as I said, I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, which means I have a lot of tools to talk about and to support you create a business that works for you. And the topic we will talk about today is having a date with your business. It's one of the tools I love the most, and I also see that it's mind-blowing for all the people that have never heard about it and including it in their business. A lot of times we think we need to do everything on our own, and it's all on us. And this tool and possibility takes away the pressure of you, and you get to recognize that there is something as possible and that there are more friends in a way and things that can contribute to you if you would allow yourself to be contributed and to receive it. So first of all, you are not your business, okay? You are not your business. Your business is an entity of its own that you can create with, that you can receive from, that you can be contributed from, and that you can contribute to. And you can also ask the business to help you create whatever your vision is, and also to look at what does your business know. So there are a lot of elements and possibilities and perspectives to look at and to start building this up for you and including it to your business. So if you see and acknowledge that your business is its own entity, you have a friend to create with. You have a friend to talk to. You have a friend to be with. Would you allow yourself to have this friend in your life and see it as your own, its own entity? And then if you have perhaps more businesses, more projects going on, more things you're involved with, you have a lot of friends to talk to. Do you have a lot of friends to receive from? You can have a party where you communicate with all of that, or you can go, and this is what I want to talk about today, for a date with your business, with your project, with whatever it is you're creating right now. And even if it's your life and something personal, you know, the one thing is to talk and have a date with your business, but you can also apply this to any area of your life to see what else is possible and what would be possible if you would include this and take it as a chance to have it as a possibility in your life and for your business. So if you get this information right now from me that you are not your business and your business is your own, its own entity, you know, how is this information for you? Is it light in your world? Is it heavy in your world? If it's light in your world, it's true for you. So this is a tool we are working with, tool of Joy of Business is what's light for you is true for you. What's heavy for you is a lie for you. So always go with that whenever information comes into your life to see, does it create lightness in your world? Does it release something? Does it like, can you like breathe through and it's like this, oh, this is the information that I was missing moment. So if that is the case right now, it's true for you. And then what else is possible from you here if it's not all on you to create your business and your life? What if you have all these buddies you can meet with, talk to, and create with, and have so much more input for yourself and so much more possibilities? So everywhere you bought into other people's definitions of what business is, this is the question you want to look at also. Have you bought into something, how business looks like, how it should work, how it works to create a business, instead of going into the question, what do I know here? What does my business know here? And some questions you can ask also is, if you allow yourself to receive from your business, and talk to your business and have this communion with your business, you can always ask, what contribution can I be here today? What would we like to create next? What would I like to do right now? And what is it you'd like to create today, business? Really, what can I receive from my business today? What does my business know? Or what does their business know? Everywhere where we define it as our business as well, it's all this thing of it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. But what if it all can be, what if you could look at a broader perspective to it, and it's not defined as something and always something that you can change at any time. You can move around. You can look at it from different perspectives. So how many of you have defined and decided that your business will never give you what you're asking for? Is there something in your world where you are doubting that everything will work out, that everything your vision is comes to fruition? What if you would allow yourself to destroy and ungrade all of these points of view and really allow yourself to receive even bigger, because you and your business know much more than your mind can figure out. And we always want to figure out things and always want to have a plan and look at stuff instead of being in the question, creating from the moment, from the question from today, and from the conversation we can have today together. So how many definitions are you using to create the complicated business you're choosing? Is it really, how easy can business be for you? Would you allow yourself to have a business that is created from ease, that is created from joy, that is created from question? So the idea of having a date with your business is that you, as you would like, now I'm a woman, I prefer men to date, so I would have an appointment, you know, a date. So we will talk together and say, okay, when will we meet? And so this is what you want with your business, to ask, okay, when do we want to meet? Or you invite your business and suggest a time and date and say, let's meet in 3 days. So where do you want to meet? Are you meeting at home, in your garden? Are you meeting in your office? Are you inviting your business to a glass of champagne or a great lunch or dinner? Are you going for a walk? This is what you all can think about and see, what would be fun for you? Where would you like to meet your friend? Where would you like to meet your business? So then you schedule your appointment with your business and make a commitment to really take the time. And you can start with half an hour or with an hour, and let your business know that you have this meeting together, this date together, and make the choice to be committed to it, to really make it happen, that nothing can come into it. No other meeting, no other circumstance can come into that meeting where you would say, oh, it's not an actual person, and something else would be more important than this state with your business or with your project or whatever going on. Okay? So this is the first step of starting and having a date with your business. And then a lot of people would think, but what do I do there? Might be, what conversation will I have? So the next invitation that I have for you, the next step would be, then how do you want to meet your business? Is this something where you sit there, you know, with your jogging suit, and it's just an imagination meeting? Or is it something where you want to be the energy of the future, of the vision you want to create, of the conversation you want to have? Like, look at this. What do you want to create? What is it you're asking for? If you would meet an actual person, how would you dress up? How would you meet this person? How would you like to show up? And what is the future creation and the conversation you'd like to have? So really play around with this and let yourself embrace and really indulge into this process, into this state. How excited can it be for you? How much can you really make an event out of it? Are you already getting excited? Is this something where you're like, oh, that will be excited to have a date? And then you can have it ongoing. So what would be fun for you? What would you love to have and what would you love to create? I love to have different dates with my business, but one of the ones that I love the most is going for a walk in the woods and having a glass of champagne and celebrating in this kind of way. So I love to talk about that, and I love to see how businesses change with a simple thing like this. And how you can, like, yeah, bring a different energy, a different possibility, a different vibe, a different possibility into the creation of your life and business and make it fun. Business should all be around fun. It's the part where you create money for your life. It's the thing where you spend so much time with it in your daily life. So what? Why would you have a business where it's really hard to go through the week and go through the day and do your business, do your work, to then the only goal is to come to the weekend, do your free time, do your vacation time, to all the private time? A lot of people have everything separated, and work is almost a part of life that it's hard and you need to do it, and it's the thing where we create money instead of creating it with so much fun and so much joy that you just love to create and live. So this is the first part of our conversation. I'm happy to go on after the break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and back to this On Times Radio show with me. My name is Doris Schachenhofer, and today's topic is having a date with your business. So how can this look like? So you have scheduled your date, then you have looked at where do you want to have this date, and how do I want to meet my business? Is it more casual or is it more elegant? Is it drinking a champagne? Is it going for a walk? What is the energy that I'd like to create? And what's the conversation that I'd like to have? And it's not like from I have a conversation with my business. The idea is also, or even more, what conversation would my business like to have with me? And this is the crucial part here for me. That it's about listening to your business. What does your business know? What does your business like you to know and listen to? And would you be willing to listen to and to hear what it has to say and to receive it and to also relax into that knowing of your business and that it's not only on you, that it's not all about you or you need to do it or you need to create it. It's about having this contribution and support by someone else that is totally having your back. So would you also be willing to acknowledge and to receive that there is someone that has your back with no point of view? The business that is really like there to be created with you is an energy that has your back. It's not an energy that is judging you or thinks that you're wrong. It's really this contributive energy and this contributive entity that is out there being there for you, creating something greater and going with you for the vision. And then it's like one thing is the vision that you have for what you'd like to create, but would you also be willing to receive the vision that your business knows is possible and to go beyond your thinking and what you can imagine and what you can figure out and really go for this greater possibility, this greater vision, these things that, are possible. So, excuse me for when I don't have always the words. I'm from Austria. My first language is German, and I love that. And, sometimes I'm missing words. And with all my enthusiasm of giving information, having this conversation with you, this sometimes happens. So you go to your date, and then you might think, so maybe how do I know that the conversation is going on, and how does this work? So also it's kind of meeting your friend, and you know where we tend to talk a lot and tend to fill the space with words. And if someone is not saying anything, people get uncomfortable or think, oh my God, maybe this is not that good because we have nothing to say to each other. Going to a date with your business also allows you to practice to receive from silence, to receive like if there is no communication with words going on, and just be in the moment and be with each other. And it might be that you have your date. Let's say you have scheduled 1 hour. and you be with your date for this 1 hour, with your business for this 1 hour. And it might be that you think nothing is going on. But what if that is not true? What if you meet, it's like already something that you can generate from and something is happening, but it might be not conceivable in the way that we think it should be. And sometimes you also can get information, or you have something going on where you, you know, where it's like an conversation in your head. What if it's not only in your head? What if what's going on is really the conversation with your business? And if there are no words in your head and it seems as nothing, as if nothing would go on, what if that is the being with each other, receiving from each other? Like, you know, maybe you have experienced a situation where you have been with another person, and you just, it was so nurturing and it was so beautiful, and you melted into this moment of being with each other. What if you could have this with your business? And it's the acknowledgement and the beauty of having each other. So whether a kind of conversation is going on in your head, or you perceive information, questions, or communication that is going on, or it's like silent moment of being with each other, there is no right, there's no wrong way of doing it. It's just starting it and experiencing what's possible, letting yourself dive into this possibility of for opening something new up. And how much fun could it be? And you know, when you have a friend, you want to meet with each other alone, not always have other people around, being like only, you know, like on the side in a way where you meet every day, but somehow you never meet really, and you never have really time to talk to each other, to be with each other. You just say hi and bye. And this is where you can change that and really have a priority of spending time with your friend. So how is this for you? I'm really curious. I wonder if you listen to this radio show, if there are any questions coming up, I would really love to hear back from you when you start including this in your life, in your creation, to have your dates. How is that for you? Please come back and let me know. I'm using this a lot with my clients, with people I work with, to give them this possibility. And just before I started this radio show, I had a session with business owner and woman I'm working with for a longer time now, and I gave her this tool 3 days ago and said, what if you could start having dates with your business? And she already used it for her clients and told women, what if you could use it for your business? And I love that it gets spread all over the world and that people see the gift in that and the possibility that can show up with meeting your business as a friend. And you see, I'm repeating myself because it's really getting the energy of it, diving into that, and really having it as a possibility to look at, what would this create? I wonder what else would be possible if I would connect with my friend in another way, if I really would listen to my friend, if I really would engage with my friend, if I really would create with my friend. And so what would be possible for you, and what are you capable of creating that you are not perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving, that if you would choose it, would actualize as less work, more money, and greater change in the world? So how would it be if having a date with your business would create less work, easier work, more fun, more clarity also, where you get inputs? How often, or it's in my world where like, I would so love to have input by other people, and having these conversations of, what do you think about it? What do you get here? What do you know here? Where maybe do I go in a direction and are so stuck and so, you know, blind with my point of view of thinking, and this is the thing, of thinking I need to go with, you know, this point of view, I need to go with the project in this direction. And there would be an input from someone else as well, where it's like, you know, what else is possible? And what else could you add to your project that you haven't considered? And this is totally the beauty of it. And it changed so much in my business, where I could let go of the it's a conclusion also of I'm, you know, the business, I'm the business. It's all on me. This creates so much stress for people and their daily life that it's all on them. And some people are really stressed out, and then it goes into not sleeping that good, thinking over and over again, thinking then you're doing too less for your business. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. So what if that is not true? What if you could acknowledge what you're being, what you're creating, what you have created so far is brilliant, is amazing, and what if you could start up opening up to receive from the entities and energies and also people that really have your back and like you to succeed, like you to thrive, like you to have a business that works for you and that's really created with ease for you, where it's not hard work, you know, and there are so many possibilities. So after the break, the next break, we will look a little bit more into this having a date with your business. And what I'd like to add as well is working with energies, because this is also a kind of way, you know, where your business is an energy you work with, you have a communication with, you listen to, and what else would be possible to receive even more from with energy, and where you allow yourself to play with the energies that are here to contribute to you. And a lot of people already create their business with engaging and including and knowing that everything is energy. So what would be possible if you would create with and from energy and receive from? So see you after the break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back after this break. My name is Doris Schachtenhofer and today's topic is having a date with your business and also putting the fun back in business, as Simone Miller says, said during the break. She's the founder and creator of Joy of Business, that I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and I use the tools with so much joy. When I found Joy of Business and the tools, I was really like, yeah, this is what I always do. This is always what I know is possible. I always had fun in working. I started working when I was 15, you know, during summer to earn money. I always loved to create money and have money and be also with people and have something going on in my daily life, you know. I really wanted to create, and this is what I've done until today. And I'd like you to know and to acknowledge for yourself that there's a possible way of creating a life and business that is created from joy, this is created from ease, and it doesn't need to be a struggle. It doesn't need to be hard work. It doesn't need to be the necessity of something, you know, not the necessity of I need to go to work because I need money. What if, like, it's like I'm creating from joy and money is coming in created by the joy of it. And I know sometimes it's really like, how do I start this? And I'm talking about here also to go with a date, on a date with your business. But also, if you don't have your own business, if you're not a business owner, maybe you are, you have an employed job, you're employed by any company or another person, even this is your business. You know, your life is your business and your business is your life. Business is a creation, life is a creation, and it's all about creating your life, creating every moment. So when you don't have your own business, but you are employed or whatever, you can apply this tool of going on a date with your business, with your friend, to whatever is going on in your world. I would also suggest if you are interested in changing something up in your life with work, with business, where you maybe are in a work situation that you're not happy with, then go go on a date with your future possibilities. Ask the creation of the future as its own entity to go and say, hey, you know what? What do you know here? What am I maybe not willing? Like, what am I stuck at, or where am I limited with my thoughts that I cannot go beyond, that if I would meet you would open up something that I have not considered? So look at your life to not make it limited by a date with business. Where could you apply to have a date with something that would change everything? And where could you allow yourself to start listening and take a time to be with? And everything that doesn't allow that time to the team, please destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pork, or nine, just put me on. So one of the tools that we are using with the tools of Access Consciousness and Truth Business is the clearing statement. It's the weird words that I just used, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pork, or nine, just put me on. You can find out more information on the page, theclearingstatement.com. One of the co-founders of Access Consciousness, Dr. Dane here, will explain it to you in a really beautiful video and tell you what it's all about. And the short version of the explanation for it, that it's destroying and uncreating all the limited points of view where you're creating from, what you learned, to create from and where you bought into and made real and true. It takes it out of your system so that you have new possibilities to create from and new ways that were not possible before, where you were like so stuck with your points of view that were in your world. So, yes. So go on your date with your business or the future possibilities for your life and living, and start having conversations and start listening. You know, a lot of times we have this full schedule, all the to-do lists, all the work, all the things that we know needs to be done, and we think they need to be done to create our business, to create our life, to create our future, and then we don't give time and for something where it's like, you know, this is a waste of time. I maybe just sit there, then nothing is going on. I'm being within my business, and I don't know how to do this. And instead of doing this weird date thing, I could work through my to-do list. So you can always ask the question, what would create more for my future? If I would choose this, what future would this create? And if I don't choose this, what future would this create? So we are always working with questions and not from a point of view of, you know, this limited, this linear thing of, no, there is so much to do on my to-do list. Why would I take off 1 or 2 hours to be with something? I'm not sure if this is really doing something. So I'd like to invite you to ask the question, if I choose to go for a date with my business, what future will this create? And if I don't choose to go on a business with my to go on a date with my business, what future will this create? And then you will get an awareness, a lightness, a heaviness, something that will show up where you will perceive the possibilities in that and what will work for you. And maybe this is not a tool that works for you. It doesn't matter. There are so many tools out there, and some tools are really fun and amazing for us, and others are not, or not now, but you have the information out so you can recall and remember it and maybe use it in the future when the time is right for you. So this is what I love. To not create my business from conclusion and really look into what possibilities are out there, what questions can I ask, what do I know that I cannot figure out with my brain, and what linear way are other people inviting me to that is not working for me, or even if it's like a weird and crazy thing like this, I don't need to tell anyone. I'm telling you here now, but I would not need to tell anyone. You know, I go on a regular basis on a date with my business. I'm just doing it for me, just for fun. You know, what could you include your life to spice up your life, to have fun, to create a fun life for you and make all this weird and crazy stuff that no one else can hear, but it works for you and it creates for you. So, yeah. And as I said before, I also want to talk about energies, including energies, receiving energies, and also play with the energies. One part is also to engage. You want to engage with your business. You want to engage with everything that is required for your business, and how much can you create your business from engaging with everything and everyone. And create an energy flow and connection that is also beyond what you can figure out and imagine. But it's the possibility of creating a business with ease. So when you go to the date with your business, there is where you allow yourself to perceive the energies that are going on, to perceive the information that's coming into your world. And maybe, and I would say it will also be the case that there's not an actual conversation going on, but there will be energies that will show up. There will be moments of something that you will perceive that show up. And then it's about following this energy for your business in the next days, in the next weeks. And you will see then, if you allow yourself to follow these energies, then there will be situations coming up. You will maybe receive an email, meet a person, or have a situation where like, that matches the energy of my date that I have with my business. So this is where, you allow yourself to open up to the things that are beyond our brain and our thoughts. Okay? What would it take that you use this to your advantage? And the next thing I want to talk about after the break is engaging. Let's go and include this also in this radio show of how to engage with and through your business with new clients, with new projects, with whatever you'd like to create for your future and as your business, and what is your vision of what you'd like to create in this world and have an impact that is irresistible for others and where people are really drawn to you and your business, and it gets really easy for you to create the business, to receive money and to have money flows beyond your imaginations. That's really cool. I so get that it's mind-blowing for people how you can create money flows by energy flows, by engaging, by taking a moment like the date with your business where you totally engage and use energies to create from this. So when you're curious, please stay with me and we will look at this after the next break and our last part of this radio show. What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. Doris Schachmover is my name. And thank you so much for being here with me and staying here with me, listening to this topic that I so love. And it's really about when you're at a point where we're thinking through things, the things that you'd like to change are not changing. It's really about, would you be willing to go with something crazy that would work out? I so love to see out in the world that a lot of people are including the conversations of energies in their business and really acknowledge for themselves and experience for themselves that this is often the missing part in their business. So how much are you resisting possibilities because they are weird or crazy, although they would create the change you're asking for? And would you be willing to consider to include the conversation about energies and something weird like going for a date with your business to create the change that you are asking for? You know, with working with energies, there is a possibility and manifesting and actualizing things that go really beyond your dreams. And this is one thing that I'm offering is to work with you on creating something different, to look at the energies of your business, to receive from everything that you have already created, that is already there, that you would, if you would open up to it, would change everything. It's not hard work. It's not a long strategy thing of doing something and setting something up. It's really the some little tricks, some little tools, some little information that would give your business a new, you know, and would thrive and like a new drift of, yeah, getting it even faster and going, you know, where you you drive like a racing car and you wonder, hey, what's possible here to get even faster? And we think it might be something really big, but what if it's a little thing that would change everything and let you drive as fast as it's really possible and go as the fastest? And I love to be the fastest and not like be one of the last ones. And I love cars, so this is a lot of times things where I compare it with and look at what's really possible for you and how much ease would you allow yourself to have. So where it's not about thinking through, where it's about what can I receive here. And, you know, with creating a business that's like big, successful, it's also where you allow yourself to go beyond normal, go beyond mediocre, and it requires to allow yourself to be crazy in the other people's eyes and to do and choose something that no one else will understand maybe, but it's not to make other people understand you. It's really about you having fun. So, yeah, this is my invitation for you. What would be possible if you would include the conversation of energies into your business? And even if you have a big business with a lot of employees, and it's not about having this conversation with them. It's really about what could you start? What could you be that would change something, you know? It's also where it starts with the being, what we choose, how we walk through the world, how we be with our team members or employees, how we meet them, how we walk through the world that would change something. You are creating change by your very being. And to acknowledge this, and this is an empowerment and a possibility that is mind-blowing and really big. So what I wanted to look at in this radio show as well is receiving from energies and working with energies. And one One thing we are talking about in our classes, what I talk about when I work with people, is grading with the elementals. Elementals are they are molecular structures. When you engage with that, it can create instant actualization, and even that is a definition. So it's really a bond, beyond definition, and it's not about understanding it and needing to get it with your brain. And you see, I have talked a lot today with where do you work with and through your brain instead of what you know with the energies that you cannot really define and have words for, but you are perceiving them, and therefore you could work with them and use them to your advantage. Okay? So elementals show up to play with you when you're asking for possibilities. Elementals will not play with you when you're in doubt. So when you notice that you're in doubt, when you recognize that you're functioning from definition, ask a question. That is what it's all about. And invite possibilities, and the elementals show up. Engage with the elementals, and you will create something different. Elementals will only engage with you when you are choosing consciousness, and definitions are how you avoid elementals. So what elementals would you have to engage with and embrace that would make everything in your life and business so easy that you would not know how to create problems? What are you capable of creating that you're not perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving, that if you would choose it would actualize as less work, more money, and greater change in your life? And what elements would you have to engage with and embrace to create a greater possibility and greater business and greater money flows and cash flows for you? And greater really comes from the possibilities. If we talk about better, it would be from a judgment, and we would say what we have created so far is not good enough, but greater is asking for something greater to show up, and at the same time acknowledging and being grateful for what already is, what we have already created. Okay? What if engaging and embracing with the elementals was the ability to be, do, have, and create and generate the ability to have everything with no definition? Okay? So you would ask for the elementals to create with, and you can always ask, so what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to engage with the elementals with total ease and receive them for the future I'd like to create? What else is possible today? This is the question you ask. There's no doing, not figuring it out. It's where you start asking to be contributed by the elementals to open up to receive from. When I heard this the first time, I was like, oh, cool. Like, how much more bodies can I have to grade with and friends to grade with? I don't need to understand it, but it's not my go-to thing. I'm not a person that is really keen on understanding. I really love to have possibilities and all migration bodies to grade with. And if it's light for me, I'm just going for it. I like so many things in my life have not worked out, so that I came to the point. I will just jump in if something is light for me, and will use it and go with it. And a lot of times when I trusted that, it so contributed to my life that I gave up to understand things or work through with them in my brain and figuring them out. Where it's really like, okay, I've done this for years. It didn't work out. So what else is possible? And this is the invitation for you today from me. What if you would stop to figure out and think through, and if it's something is light, and even if it's weird and crazy, just include it, just start it, just go with it. So ask your business, what are you requiring from me? Is there something that you know that needs to be changed? What's the possibility to change this with ease, and how can we create this together? And start listening to your business. It has something to say. It wants to have. It's having your back. It wants to contribute to you. And how much? What else is possible for you? So I hope this is helping you to create more ease for your business, for your life, wherever you want to apply this. I would love to hear back from you when you listen to this radio show, or even weeks after that when you have included it, to tell me how it's going. Maybe you have any question, or you just want to tell me how it changed your life and your business for the greater. And you, since yesterday I launched my website, it was a really big day for me. You find me under www.schachenhofer.com under my name. And you can also, with my name, find me on Instagram, find me on YouTube, find me on Facebook. I'm really excited to hear from you. And yeah, see you on the next show. I will show up. And what communication can we have, and how much can we start reaching out to each other and start engaging with each other to generate something from it, you know, where it's really cool also to see who is listening to this show. And I'm doing classes in German and in English, and also translated in other languages if required. I love that, and I have possibilities to create this. And you can also look at our webpage, the Joy of Business page, and find any other Joy of Business facilitator in your area. There's a lot of colleagues out there that are also offering sessions and classes, and have radio shows out there where you can get more amazing insights and possibilities for you and your life. See you really soon. Thank you for being here.